The White House is detailing its goals for improving Ohio's infrastructure through the American Jobs Plan. According to a fact sheet released Monday, Ohio has more than 1,300 bridges and nearly 5,000 miles of highway in poor condition that would benefit from the proposal's $115 billion national investment in road and bridge repair. The president's proposal also includes $85 billion for public transportation, which Nick Bates with the One Ohio Now Coalition says is a welcome investment.
So many people in not just urban areas, but rural areas as well rely on public transit to get to and from work, to get to the grocery store, and to be connected to their community. So those investments to make sure that people around the state can stay connected will be essential.
According to the White House, Ohio will benefit from $13 billion for drinking water infrastructure over the next two decades and a national investment of $200 billion to increase the availability of affordable housing. Critics question the use of corporate tax increases to pay for the $2.7 trillion plan, which they argue is too broad. A 2021 infrastructure report card gave Ohio a grade of C-. Bates says he's also excited to see that the plan will invest $100 billion to expand broadband, which is out of reach for 14% of Ohioans.
Infrastructure is more than just bridges and roads. It has to include things like broadband access. I have two kids, and watching them and their classmates struggle to learn digitally this is a pandemic, having spotty internet connections or no internet made that task even more difficult.
Ohio passed an increase in the state fuel tax in 2019 for road and bridge repairs, which Bates says was just the first of many steps needed to address the state's crumbling infrastructure. He says infrastructure often requires the federal government to step in.
Public projects of the 1930s and 40s built up a lot of the infrastructure, expanding electricity into parts of the country that never had it before. We can look at the original development of our interstate highway system.
The plan also invests in clean energy jobs, manufacturing, home energy, childcare, and caregiving jobs. For Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.